Old and new forecasts, side by side, for an August 2018 monsoon in India.
A region such as this, compared to over here, look at the type of detail that you get.
Kevin Petty is science and forecasting chief at the weather company. He says the new system generates much more precise forecasts than the old one.
And that's what's so significant about this achievement. We're now able to provide very targeted information to end users about what impacts they're going to expect as it relates to the weather.
As weather extremes get more destructive with climate change, better forecasts could be a matter of life and death. And Petty says they could help businesses, from airlines planning routes to farmers tending fields.
If I'm going to go fertilize my crops, if I know that I'm going to have heavy precipitation coming and that fertilizer is just going to run off and not do its job, that doesn't help me. But now with this type of information, I can better select my practices.
These detailed forecasts have not been available before outside major industrialized countries. That's largely because they take a lot of computer power to produce.
We are just now getting to the point of having the level of computational power to do this. And by leveraging that computational power, we're now able to run a global model at high resolutions that covers populations of the world where those populations need weather data the most.
The system will power forecasts on the Weather Channel app and weather.com. Steve Barragona, VOA News.